Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, Frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche Zitronen. 750 Gramm für nur 1,49 Euro. Oder helle kernlose Tafeltrauben. 500 Gramm auch für nur 1,49 Euro. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
We never really fist bumped in scrims, to be honest.
Hey, did we it was like only a match like in Vanguard? You did? I can't really remember.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but that just gave me dopamine. It's like, wow, what the hell? We're fist bumping in scrims. I was like, so I kind of got used to it.
You guys
it,
were
but,
fist bumping in scrims over it?
Only if we did like a crazy map or like a comeback.
What about New York? What about New York?
I don't think we did either, no.
Really?
We were getting like kind of hype in scrims. Ender was like, bro, 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 bro.
Bro, bro, bro. Ender's comedy, bro.
I fucking love Ender, dude.
Oh, my God, bro.
Euripides, Euripides, Euripides. The candle. Wait, what is this? The lantern. What the fuck was it?
Dude, I know what you're talking about, but I have no...
The candle ate...
I can't recollect that.
What the fuck? It's so good.
What are you talking about?
Ron Burgundy.
Unique New York.
Unique New York. Unique. And then he says, the lantern ate my candle. The lantern ate my candle. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 218 of the Optic Podcast. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp and Trade Coffee. Who doesn't love coffee? Do you like coffee, Caesar? Sky's Bueno?
I grew into it.
You grew into it?
21. Yeah, I kind of like stronger coffee, like bitter coffee now.
Scumper Jumper? How old are you now?
What do you think?
24.
25.
25? Okay, that's a good year. 25 is a good year.
Dude, 25 was a good year for me, too.
Hmm?
Coffee.
I actually grew into it, too. I don't wake up and be like, yo, I want coffee. But, like, low-key, I might get coffee today.
This guy wakes up and says he wants Nutella pancakes before scrims.
I like it.
I
was vlogging yesterday. The reason the vlog didn't go up today is because we're announcing you too late. So I'm just going to upload it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I walk in and this guy's like, dude, I tried some sativa last night and I got faded.
You getting high?
No, hell no.
I was fucking around. I wanted to see what he would say.
What did I say? Was I like, oh my God?
No, he was like, no, you didn't.
I was like, no, the fuck, you didn't. I knew you didn't.
Bro, I'm telling you, there's no way, dude. It's impossible. My body fucking hates it.
Want to get high? Same. I get like hella anxious.
Bro,
good.
Get,
yeah, it's not for everyone.
I fucking tweak out.
The same way onions aren't for everyone, that's not for everyone. The same people are allergic, the way that people are allergic to penicillin or all that shit, it's the same thing.
What's penicillin?
Penicillin.
What is that?
I don't even know what that is.
You know penicillin?
Isn't that for diabetes or something?
No, penicillin is isn't that an antibiotic? I don't know.
Shit, if you get the...
The clap?
Ooh.
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't either.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now a new week. We have a new team. We had an incredible, unbelievable, memorable stage... what is it? Stage two? Yeah, right. It's major two. Stage two.
No, it's forgettable.
No, it's not. It'll never be forgotten. And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
It's forgettable.
So I guess to level set and to start from the beginning on this story as to how Mr. Caesar Sky is Bueno. Where's your family from originally?
My dad's from Chihuahua, Mexico.
Chihuahua. So am I.
Yeah.
From where? Not Juarez.
I don't even know. I just know Chihuahua.
It's called Chihuahua. Like literally the dog.
Yeah, Chihuahua.
The dog is called Chihuahua.
Is that where Chihuahua cheese came from?
Yes.
It has to be, right?
Yes.
Is that where Chihuahuas came?
You like that shit?
Fuck yeah, I like that shit.
Did you know that Chihuahuas were bred so that they can go in burrows and bring out the rats and the rabbits? That's why they're so small?
No wonder they're so fucking mean.
Yeah, mean and small.
They're sending them in the little burrows trying to eat rats and shit.
Yeah, listen.
Bro, I'm never getting a Chihuahua, then.
Why?
They're a little vicious, bro.
Dude, they're fucking... They can be mean.
Yeah, my grandma has them. I feel like they're like every Mexican.
My best friend.
Yeah.
My best friend of 16 years, Mr. Schofield, was a Chihuahua.
He was chill.
Yeah, and I have two other ones. I have Oliver and Bashy.
Bashy's hella chill.
Bashy's hella cool name.
Yeah, Bashers.
How'd you get
after my fishing brand?
How'd you get that name?
Bashers. His name is Basher, but we call him Bashy.
He's a little...
He's a Chihuahua, but he Yes, he's a little. He's a little slower. He's a little slower. But he's actually like a cat.
He'll come up to you. His tongue will be out.
No, it's not.
Sometimes.
No, that was Schofield because he had no teeth. And watch your fucking mouth. That's my best friend.
No. Basher will do it too sometimes.
You're right.
It's hella cute.
Yeah. He looks like a cat. He's just a lanky little dog. You can see him there, I'm sure. All right. So I guess obviously like we've let me take my glasses off. We didn't have the best season. Understatement. From my perspective, and obviously you can tell your perspective, but from my perspective, it was not a matter of making a change like right away. For me, it was a matter of giving the championship winning team of last year a full run, an opportunity to ride it until the wheels fall off. And I wasn't gonna be too overbearing or try to influence the decision making in that case. And I know that a lot of you want me to be GM or once come to be GM and just make these hard decisions. But you have to take into account that I know that we are in front of a camera and you're seeing us through a screen, but like that, you know, we are like literally living the same sort of life that you are, just in a different industry. And what I mean by that is that there is an emotional attachment and relationship that I personally build with everyone here. As much as they're coworkers, I do like them as people. Otherwise they wouldn't be here. And for me to just tell him immediately, like, yo, we got to make a change. Kenny's not performing. Or, yo, we got to make a change. Fucking Pred is not moving as fast. Or, like, that sort of thing. Like, why is he laying down on the ground? You know what I'm saying? That sort of
Lay
thing.
Lay G.
Huh? I guess we're on it a little bit. my mindset is the same shit. Like, this is a winning team. I never wanted to make a change. I mean, that was my mindset this entire stage, regardless of the fact that we didn't win a fucking map. I think we were like 0-18 at one point. And I mean, bro, we literally had a talk and we're like, yo, what does everyone think is like the problem? Everyone kind of said their problems. I'm not going to fucking obviously say like what everyone said, but.
Everyone then, including Kenny?
Yeah. Everyone said their problems on what they think is a problem. And then, yeah, we went into the mindset of just, you know, going hard, scrimming. And then, I don't know, it's just a way like the. You could just tell, like, the camp was kind of, like, defeated in a way. Like, we weren't defeated. It was just more, like, something needed to change. Like, we needed, like, a new something. And I feel like everyone felt it. So, yeah, I think like, the biggest thing was when we lost to LATs, though.
Yeah.
I think once we lost to LATs, because prior to that, we had really good practice, probably, like, our best practice going into the match. And
can I play devil's advocate on that?
We pulled up as if, like, we weren't, yeah. What?
That's so weird to me, though.
My thought on that is because like LAT is like the number one team in the league, so no matter what team was playing against them, it was going to be a more than likely defeat against LAT. So for me, going into that weekend, it wasn't necessarily about you guys beating them. It was for me to see whether or not you guys can compete at the very least with the best team currently in the CDL. So my thought around it was like, as long as they show signs of life, it was going to do. But I think by then, I think Kenny had already sort of made his decision, right? A couple of days ago, we I guess we don't know where we're at. I talked to Kenny. I asked him, I'm like, yo, you know, obviously like this whole thing sucks. I hope that you can still make it out to the ring ceremony. He said, yes, of course. But when he texted Karma and essentially said, it's like, hey, you know, I think the team might need to consider somebody else. You know, we sort of had to take that into account and in our decision making, because if somebody's not comfortable out there for whatever the reason, then we have to obviously seek solutions for something. If it was only up to me or up to us, I think that we would have seen the major through. But you know, when you know your time's sort of up a little bit, it's up. Like my feelings towards Kenny, obviously, like him being on the team for 2 years, like one of the best just people that has worked here. It was nice to have somebody that also dressed well in Optic and not just me.
Stop playing.
Hey, well, this is what? He's fresh.
No, about me.
Yeah. But again, it's like it's a tough situation because like I really liked him. He won a world championship for us, so for me, that's, you know, that's legacy dude right there. You know.
There has to be some curse with me, bro. When I win champs, like, some crazy shit happens the next year. Fucking, after MW 2019, we had to drop Clay. Next you know, we're dropping Kyler. I'm teaming with fucking Vivid, Fellow. This year, we drop AG. We drop Kent. Like, I don't know what's happening, man.
Dude, if you,
I don't know,
it sounds like you look at the Mavericks' current roster, they're like one injury away
since
from.
They traded Luka. I swear to God, I don't know what the fuck's happening with Texas, but
that was crazy. I was so pissed when that happened. Oh my God,
what were you about to say before on the LAT front?
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say that it was surprising to me that you guys went into the LAT series thinking you were gonna like. Do something in that, like,
I understand it. No, it's just AIDS because, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, literally everything we were doing, like, leading up to that was like
good.
Like, yeah. It was productive. It was like, damn, okay, we're actually getting there. And then, like, after that match, it's just like, I don't know, dude. Like, we just felt
that was the final nail.
That was like the final nail, which is like AIDS because, like, obviously, we never wanted it to be that, but. I will say about Ken, like, I mean, he's a winner. It's just as simple 100%. As that. This guy literally came in every single day on time, grind or like wanted to play. And I like just felt it by the way that he would like bring it stuff off. So, I respect Ken and I actually love Team with Ken. So
yeah,
shout out Kenny, man. And all, yo, fuck everyone talking shit about him straight up.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that he finds a spot in the league this year, or is he like? I mean, I don't want to dive too much into like.
Yeah, I don't think we should. Just
his decision to.
I think he wants to play.
Does he want to play?
I think he wants to play. I think he wants to play with a different team, though, for sure. And that's not like no disrespect towards us. It's just more like I think he just didn't like he wasn't comfortable on this team. It's as simple as that.
On this wasn't comfortable on this team on this game because we won a fucking world championship.
Yeah,
and a major last year. We won twice last year.
Honestly,
so.
It's kind of like this game, I guess. I don't really know how to explain it without going too. I mean, I know the reasonings, but like, I don't want to tell everyone, and then like everyone's like, "Holy fucking shit!" You know
yeah, definitely.
But clear up the reasonings. The reasonings are they negative?
It's just like how we play as a team, I guess.
One of the things that obviously like Enable, when Enable was saying that that there's drama between the team, like I never saw that.
Nah, the drama, yeah, there's no, bro. I never saw that. There's no drama with the team. I don't know why the fuck everyone keeps saying that shit. Like, no, bro, whenever you're losing, like obviously where our like physical emotions aren't gonna be like positive. Like whenever you're losing, it's fucking AIDS.
Y'all were 0-18. I wouldn't be cracking a smile at all. I'd be like, defeat again.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck. That's why like I don't know where that like rumor came out, because like, bro, we're boys. Like I don't know why the fuck everyone thinks someone hates this guy or whatever the fuck. Like we all respect each other.
I can't the last time that I allowed for any inner team drama was when Seth wasn't getting along with Formal or some whatever weird shit. But again, like immediately after that, like
it was more so Formal not getting along with me. I loved him.
No Formal to defend himself here. But yeah, so, yeah, again, it was like that was the last time that I've ever witnessed like two people within the same team, one of my teams, not getting along with each other. Like that just doesn't roll with my culture that I try to establish here, you know, the brotherhood of the OG. With that, I want to welcome Mr. Cesar Skies Bueno to Optic. You win a championship this weekend. You put little ding, bling,
give
bling on your neck,
ooh,
kid.
You
got
to shake my hand. Just give me air.
I'll dap him up for you.
Yeah, this is the shaker.
Actually,
let me
rephrase that. Is that, no, it's world championship, right? Isn't that how we do it?
Man, you can't
go
dangle
back.
The carrot.
You can't go back.
I'm kidding.
You can't dangle the carrot and take the carrot away. It's fucked up.
Bro, that's real? Crazy. I won champs and I don't get
his?
One that dangles too.
Yo, Caesar just.
No.
Bro, he has one.
Yo, Caesar just looked at me and said, "Is that real?" I said, "His chain?
I can't see. That's why I'm not.
Think
blind.
Hector's buying fake shit.
Oh, shit, bro.
Hector buys fake shit, bro.
What?
Yeah. It's kind of heavy. Hold on.
Well, of course it's heavy. Because
it's those lab
it's
diamonds.
It's plated. it won't. Nothing would happen if it dropped.
Hey, yeah, you heard? You heard that guy sold his? Did you hear that?
What guy?
What?
Well, oh my god!
So Caesar, talk to me a little bit. Uh-huh. Well, you got in what? Yesterday or this
morning?
I flew
in 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Wait, did you live here already?
Yeah, I already have my apartment in Dallas.
Oh, okay. So it's like, it was pretty easy. Were you staying somewhere else before here, or were you like living here?
Oh, well, I was living here. When I got benched, I went back to Chicago with my girlfriend.
Oh, that's what it was. Because yeah. I was watching you last night on an incognito tab because I couldn't have them adding me like, oh, Scope's in here and he must be getting picked up. yeah, I was watching you a little last night and they were saying you were in Chicago. So I was like, that makes sense. You went home, came back. So now you're here.
Yep.
How's it feel?
It feels surreal to me, to be honest. Because I didn't think I'd be playing until like after the major. So I'm like, I'm also grateful, but I'm also like kind of in shock right now.
Yeah.
But
it is kind of like a quick.
Yeah, it's like so fast. I feel like I can't even, like, I can process it, but like it feels like in the moment, it's like, wow. Happening. Like,
I came across a screenshot of your YouTube channel saying
Jesus.
That. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus. That's awesome, man.
Don't be ashamed.
Yeah. Of it. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I know. It's just my chat was calling last night because that's all they just kept spamming. That I was like, oh my god, good. I can't even read it. I'm just like,
good.
What does it say?
No, they were being chill. They
you
were like,
read it?
Yeah.
Actually,
no, just right there.
Yeah, you can pull it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You guys are big dogs.
Hello, and welcome to my YouTube channel. My real name is Cesar Bueno. Didn't capitalize the C or the B. I don't know why. New generation. You can make fun of my name all you want here. I will start to make videos, and I will be streaming live every week. My main goal is to join Optic. Congratulations, man.
I always wanted to join them for about 2 years.
How old were you?
When was this?
When I was 11, bro.
I will be posting
montages.
Dude,
that's so
soon.
Bro, I read this and I immediately got warm feelings in my stomach.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
Yeah.
I never got an HD PVR because that was like the thing back then.
Yeah.
The Dazzles? Like,
or the Dazzles.
Right,
or
the Dazzle, Dazzle yeah. Dude.
Wow.
That's how people would be posting GB proof in like 160p.
Yeah, I had to use my phone. I started using my phone, but it was like, what am I doing, bro?
imagine not knowing those struggles of getting a Dazzle and then an HD PVR. And then the Black Magic fucking cap all the way through.
I never had one of those either.
The Black Magic?
Yeah, like because those were like CoD 4, like World at War days. I don't remember what my first capture card was. It had to have been the
Hot Pog.
No, not the Hot Pog.
The Hot Pog 3000? I'm fucking up.
I don't remember what the internal one was called. Avermedia? Was it Avermedia?
Oh, Avermedia.
I didn't know if that was like the right.
All
right,
thank you, Matt. I mean, obviously it's got to be a little bit of a surreal thing that you want to join Optic, but you compete against us your entire career. Right. Yeah. And then all of a sudden happenstance happens as it usually does. And here you are sitting in the couch, fucking second day here, already on the podcast, already shot some social content with your new teammate Shotzi. What's that feeling like? Like what are your goals here besides winning championships?
Well, like, he's obviously winning championships, but like the environment here, I could just tell is like really good. I like a good team culture, and just off yesterday, just like talking with everybody, you just tell like everybody's super close to each other. Like we're fist bumping in scrims. We never really fist bumped in scrims, to be honest.
Hey, did we
it was like only a match
scrims in Vanguard? You did? I can't really remember.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but that just gave me dopamine. It's like, wow, what the hell? We're fist bumping in scrims. I was like, so I kind of got used to it.
You guys
it,
were
but,
fist bumping in scrims over at.
Only if we did like a crazy map or like a comeback.
What about New York? What about New York?
I don't think we did either. No.
Really?
We were getting like kind of hype in scrims. Ender was like, bro, 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 bro.
Bro, bro, bro. Ender's comedy, bro.
I fucking love Ender, dude.
Oh my god, bro.
Listen.
Yeah. Fucking Enderman. Yeah,
we
Ender's hilarious.
Bro, he's the fucking man. I love that dude. Obviously, let's take a look at the bracket. But I want to say, obviously, like there's a little bit of pressure, but not too much. Obviously, there's a brand new team going into the new major. But what are, like, who'd you guys scrim against? I don't know if you got a lot. Do you guys talk about scrims and who you guys played? Who'd you guys play yesterday?
Yesterday we played FaZe and LAG, his old team, actually.
His old team? Well, how'd that do? How'd that go?
Well, the FaZe... There's like three or four close hard points, but one of them like
got away from you guys.
One of them's like a harder map. Like you need more reps on that one. It's kind of weird.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But the controls, you also need reps too. But the LAG one, it went good. That's all I'll say.
LAG got slammed.
Yeah. So we have it here: LA Thieves versus Breach on the first one. Royal Ravens versus the Coovers. Face Rocker, and then Where who? So who are we like? Let's see that losers, bro.
We play the Matt. We play
Miami
losers.
Minnesota FaZe.
The fuck.
And then LAGC 9 or FaZe.
The winner of Minnesota FaZe,
which is low key a hard round one. Like, how do you feel about that round one?
Which one?
You're either playing FaZe or Minnesota.
I like either option. Damn. No bullshit.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm 100%.
You eventually have to play a good team.
So yeah.
If you play
them
early, you get like a hot streak.
It takes what, 3 maps and you're in top 6 or some shit like that?
Top 8, top 6.
You know, I don't know how many times I've been losers. I think this might be actually my first time or maybe second time, but.
So I think you guys play FaZer Minnesota, and then you'll play either Cloud9 Gorillas or who does Cloud9 play? Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah. Be one of those.
That's actually a good match.
The Rontos?
So, I mean, it's a pretty hard bracket, to be honest. But then again, like now in the league, there's not really in winner's bracket, there's not really a gimme.
Yeah, 100%.
Besides like maybe Boston right now.
Yeah.
But all the other teams are like solid.
Oh yeah.
Are you talking just winners?
Yeah, just winners bracket. Yeah. I mean, even losers bracket, like Heretics have been Heretics can beat anybody.
They're weird, yeah.
Falcons, obviously, Falcon Bucks, but
hey, Falcons might get a win here. No bullshit.
Who do they play?
Who do they play?
So I heard your Ravens? Fuck no, they ain't gonna win.
Wait, hold on. No, what if they play Ravens again?
Yeah.
That one was sketchy last time.
It was a little sketchy, but dude, they weren't trying, bro.
I've been saying they're due for like, I think a month already, bro.
For every week for a little bit.
Hey, bro, since it's our event, dude, yo, we need to turn off aim assist on the people.
Yeah, turn off their shit.
No. We would never do that.
Whoa.
The fuck?
All right, keep it on, but like, put them on like not dynamic.
Hey,
that's not how it was. Hey,
I'm just trolling you, man.
I'm glad. I'm
about to get tacos after this. Fuck this shit.
Oh yeah, where?
Shit.
Chilangos.
Chilangos.
Chilangos is good. Go to East Plano and get the signature ribeye. That's where it's at.
Oh.
You still owe me tacos from last year.
I still owe you tacos from. I just made some yesterday because I was vlogging a new salsa recipe that I got from a friend, internet friend. It was delicious. I fucking snapped, dude. I think that before my time is done, I will own like a taco truck that I will operate on Fridays. Wow. Like in front of a club.
They're crazy.
Just one day a week.
I'm not doing
crazy?
It to make money. Yeah,
no, I'm saying
made.
Tacos crazy.
Just for fun skis.
This taco's crazy.
Just for fun skis.
I'm excited to try this. Holy fuck.
I did say, and I was telling Seth that every single time that something good happens to me personally, Optic like takes a little bit of a fucking bump. That's why the whole time I'm like, man, it may be me that has caused this thing to happen. Yeah. Maybe.
What do you mean?
When I sold Optic in 2017, like that was like a fucking great time for me because I had accomplished what I accomplished.
Yo, how much did you sell it for?
Rumors are out there. But
how many millions?
Was it good? It was good.
It was great.
It felt great.
What'd
for
you
me.
Buy? What'd you buy? All right, let me lie. You at least have to tell me what you bought.
Bought a house.
That's it.
Responsible.
I'm a responsible dude.
Cars.
And a boat. But with the boat came an F-150 Raptor. And then with that came a garage.
And then
now
with that
known
came
as the
a
garage.
G-Wagon.
Bro, you know, bro, I swear to God, every single time you said the garage, I thought it was literally like your garage at your house. But it's not that.
No, it's the Garage Mahal, man.
Bro, what?
I actually just had breakfast with Rab and the Breaking Point guys. Gave them a tour of the Garage Mahal. Didn't have time to come here because we had the podcast. But
was it today?
What?
You did it today?
Yeah, I already did that. Yeah. Went to breakfast. Fucking Ben, who I love dearly, Ben J. Nassim, who I love dearly, made some comments about us blacklisting people because they were talking shit about us, and that is just not the way that I personally move. This is the United States of America, the great country of the United States of America, where freedom of speech.
Blacklisting who for what?
Fucking just like he told, and again, this is no hate towards Ben. Ben's a good fuck. I'm a CEO. Hey, I'm gonna shake his hand. I'm gonna give him a hug.
Was he writing your shit?
No.
He writing your shit.
Ain't nobody write my shit.
That ain't true.
Hey, whoa. Anyway, so where I was going with it is like, we had already planned something to go to breakfast while they were here, but then like recently Ben said Ben told the breaking point guys or Tactical Rab that they better be careful in the way that they keep talking about us because we would blacklist them. And I'm like, I was like, nah, man, like that's not how I don't move that way.
Damn,
personally.
Damn, Ben didn't get invited to the diner.
To the diner? No, well, they're not like, it's two different people.
I'm just fucking.
One
I'm
Zoo
just,
Mafia.
I'm just trolling, bro.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But anyway, long story short, and again, this is no hate towards Ben. Ben's a good fucking person. In fact, one thing I'll say about Ben is that he was the only org representative that brought a gift when we allowed people to boot camp out of here back in the day. To this day, I don't appreciate that the motherfuckers walking around barefooted and shit on these
barefoot.
Floors.
On Ben was walking around barefoot with his crusty ass feet. Ben, put on
nature,
some shoes,
nature motherfucker. Boy. Nature boy Ben. Anyway, long story short, that was that. I just wanted to make sure that people know. Listen, if I have a problem, and you can ask those who I have a problem with if they know that I have a problem with them. Also, I am a creator. I am a YouTube creator first that happened to stumble upon some responsibilities that led to great things. But I'm a creator. When I see other YouTubers sort of building their shit, like I respect that and I appreciate it. And I it's kindred spirits, in my opinion. So as much as Tactical Rab likes to lead the witness every so often, and as much as everybody leads the witness, us included a little bit, it's all fair game. It's all like we were performing bad. What the fuck were they supposed to say? You know?
Yeah, straight up.
But us blacklisting people, no. Even the people that I don't personally like are never blacklisted.
So I'm confused about the blacklisting thing. Blacklisting them from like just
to the
like hanging out?
No, from fucking throwing their show at our major.
Oh,
their watch
what?
Party. Yeah.
Who said that?
No one said that. Ben was insinuating that. And again, no hate towards Ben.
He said, watch out.
He said, hey, you better watch out the way you're talking about them. I was like, what the hell? We're losing. You know, how are they going to talk about us? He still owes, Rab still owes Dashy some fucking steaks, though. That's not between me. It was just them. We have some pretty cool stuff happening this major. One of them is the 1v1 me, bro, on Friday at 10:30 event. At 10:30 a.m. Why does it say Hex there? I gotta be there at 10:30.
Yes, you do.
Well, I'm not playing no one, am I?
Yeah.
Wait, what game? This one?
I don't know the game yet.
What game, Matt? Is this one? It better be.
It's Black Ops 6.
I have no prac on anything.
Yeah, but it's spin the wheel, so.
You're gonna get
I'm probably gonna be there, wrong God.
Fans get one life in COD and try to get the highest kill streak possible.
Yeah, I didn't know about
higher
that
the
one.
Kill stream equals more money. Oh, so whoever's playing against you, Hector? Any fucking rich.
I mean, I do like to let people
know. No, that's
make
a
money.
Different event. That's Killstreak Challenge Saturday at 4 p.m.
Oh.
That's a different a different thing. I think ours is like it's up to 10, and if they get a kill, it's $100 or something like that. So if they get 10 kills.
You know me, man. I'm a man of the people. I let the people walk away with some cash.
Yeah, you let them.
Seth, May I remind you of what happens when I play 8 hours a day? Okay? If I play 8 hours a week, 8 hours a day for a whole week, I'm in challengers. I'm fucking iridescent or whatever the fuck. Everyone's saying at 45, I still shit on these kids.
You're in a CCL playing D4.
Sure, but I'm still shitting on folks. Folks. We also have a museum, the Optic Museum. I'm bringing a lot of old school stuff from 6050. I'll have like literal relics at the place, including some of the pink jerseys, including... just relics. I guess we'll start there.
Hell yeah.
What else do we have going on? What are you looking forward to the most? Just sitting there getting the matches going?
For the major? Yeah, dude, it's our major. I fucking can't wait. The energy, being at a major, I feel like ever since Madrid, it has just felt like this lull period, just waiting for the next like big thing, next major. So I'm just excited for the event, man. Walk into the venue, you smell hot dogs, popcorn, everybody's excited. Got the watch party, you get to watch some high-level COD on LAN. I mean, yeah, it's the major, bro. This is what we obviously do. We've watched already. We have watched 300 matches.
300.
The watch party's watched 300 matches, and only how many of them were the major or the minor tournament?
Damn.
So just think about how many league matches we've watched. Fuck yeah, I'm excited for the major. Dude, watching like league matches isn't bad. Like, it's not boring.
It's not the same.
But there are just certain matches where you're like, you look at the schedule and you're like,
fuck. Call of Duty needs to bring back specialist characters, dude. That's sort of good.
Special what?
Specialist characters.
Oh.
Just like, make the shit crazy.
Man, just make it crazy at this point, because I don't know. You gotta make this shit crazy. At least in Valorant, like, you see fucking jet pop knives fucking flying in the air. That's just crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm excited for the event, man.
It's, we have a meet and greet.
It's gonna be fun. Yeah, meet and greet, 11.
Saturday.
11 on Saturday. Yep, at the Scuff booth. You already know. That'll be fun. Too. So I think it's the whole watch party.
Yeah.
So we'll all be there. It's going to be a fun event, man. It's our major, obviously a little biased, but I always think we put on the best major every year, so it's going to be a fun time,
we
man.
We certainly do.
Got the ring ceremony on Thursday as well. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
So
got to get our rings this
week. Wait, do they put the rings on you?
I will put the rings on you.
Oh, you will?
Yeah. Right, but I got
hopefully that shit fits.
Well, we measured.
Oh shit!
So you better have given you the right number, because it was simple to do. You put it on and it says 9. Okay, I'm a size 9.
Yeah.
You also have to like. I have. Shit. I have. This is gonna be my 5th.
You got some fucking sausage fingers.
Me?
Yeah, big ass fingers.
They hurt.
Hey, you can palm a basketball, huh?
Of course. Why you say basketball?
Hell no, we can't.
You say basketball? Yes, I fucking can.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
dude, I every time I pull into my driveway, I see the fucking hoop, and it reminds me of the tragedy that happened. Luca leaves. AD gets injured. I miss all my fucking free throws. Kyrie gets hurt.
Our team
fucking does what it does.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know them, you love them. It's all about the ease of which you can acquire therapy. Let's talk about numbers. Traditional in-person therapy can cost anywhere from $100 to $250 per session, and that adds up fast. But with BetterHelp online therapy, you can save an average of 50% per session. BetterHelp, you always pay a flat fee for weekly sessions, saving you big cost and on time. Therapy should feel accessible, not like a luxury. With online therapy, you get quality care at a price that makes sense and can help you with anything from anxiety to everyday stress. I've talked about it before, but BetterHelp is awesome because of the way that it provides therapy. If you're more comfortable talking to someone on the phone, you can do that. If you're more comfortable talking to someone face-to-face, like on FaceTime, you can do that with BetterHelp. And also, if you just want to type to somebody, they offer those services as well. It's a therapist that is specifically catered towards you and towards your needs. And also, you can change therapists at any time, free of charge. There's over 30,000 therapists. BetterHelp is the largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. Your well-being is worth it. Visit BetterHelp.com/Optic to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Optic. It's also time to talk about Shopify. Are you running a business? Are you interested in running a business? Do you want to sell stuff? Have you ever wanted to sell stuff? Well, it's time to talk about Shopify. It's time to get them in that little noggin of yours so that you know where to look. Shopify is the best commerce platforms, and no one does it better than Shopify. It's home of the number one checkout on the planet. And there's a not so secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%. That means way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up through the roof. That's your business going up with Shopify. Shopify is what we use here at Optic. Rich and Lonely uses it. Team Summertime uses it. BTH, you know, 09 Nats. They use it. It's wherever you want to sell or buy, is Shopify is a perfect place to do it. It helps boost your business, whether you're selling in person or online. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout that we use here. Sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/optic, all lowercase. That is shopify.com/optic to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/optic. If you are like me, your mornings need routine, and that routine better have a hot cup of Joe. I love me some coffee, and so it was a no-brainer whenever Trade came on board, and they want to talk about coffee and coffee that best fits your needs. I'm one of the people that likes to go to a coffee shop. And then when I first started getting into coffee, I'm like, maybe this $8 cup of coffee is what I need. Maybe I'm a coffee guy, but it doesn't always have to be that. In fact, when you make your own cup of coffee, it's even better. you're thinking, damn, this is something that I created and I get to drink and enjoy, which is why Trade is here to help. Trade is the number one specialty coffee marketplace, bringing you fresh coffee from over 50 of the country's top roasters. Here in my hand, we have Alma Coffee, and it's already freshly ground. You don't even have to ground the own coffee beans. You pour it into a little French press, put in the boiling water, push it down, and then you got your cup of medium roast Soulmate Alma Coffee. Every bag is roasted to order so you can smell and taste the difference from your very first cup of coffee. Trade's prices are on par with grocery store brands, but the quality is above and beyond that. Plus, you're also supporting local roasters. So please go check out Trade. The coffee, you take a little quiz and you'd find out what coffee best fits your needs and what you want the best, and they will send that coffee right to your doorstep. Right now, Trade is exclusively offering our listeners 40% off your first order. Go to drinktrade.com/optic. That is drinktrade.com/optic for 40% off your first order. drinktrade.com/optic.
But, you know.
Fuck us, though. Caesar.
Caesar.
What's good, man?
How excited are you for the major, man?
I'm not gonna lie. I'm pretty excited. Just because, like, I've always seen your guys' fan base. I'm not gonna lie. I've been booed, like, 75% of the time in my career. So it's like, I've never had, like, a consistent cheering.
Hey, whenever you guys lost a chance, were they booing whenever you were walking out? Or what'd they say?
Yeah. Yeah, they were booing my ass.
Yo, that's actually insane.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah,
in a good way.
Yeah, in a good way.
Yeah, in a good way.
There's the best fucking fan base out there. The only people that hate it are the small minority that gets booed. You know what I'm saying? But you know what they like? Wins. You know what they like? Smart, aggressive plays.
Yep.
So you have an opportunity to earn the energy.
Trust me, I know.
Any two piece.
I'm excited. I know.
You can shoot him in the back.
I know.
They're getting rowdy.
I've noticed that. Like, I've seen you guys, like, get two in the back. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you can shoot them in the back. Freebies.
They'll go crazy.
Yeah, I want to get a 1v2. I want to get a 1v2. Just hear it.
They might bust. No bullshit.
They want to hear the roar.
Yeah, 1v2 would go fucking.
Double island. Me and Brandon just get a perma double island. Just clutch.
Cool. So you were saying that you are not a No Sabo kid.
No.
You speak Spanish.
Don't test me. Please don't test me.
No, I'm not going to test you.
Okay, then.
Now I kind of want you to test him.
Yes. Say the Scump Watch Party meet and greet Saturday at 11 a.m. at Scuff Boot.
Hell no. I could talk to you, but like I'm not. You're getting me nervous. I'm kind of breaking.
No,
right now.
All good. I want you confident going into this thing because it is going to be a war. It is going to be a battle. You know.
I feel fine though.
Good.
I don't feel like any pressure or stress.
Good.
Like,
good.
Hey, we might have to pull up this the food list here.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
I need to see if Zen is.
Zeno's ball?
Yeah.
Zeno's ball.
I've seen that list.
I better not see McDonald's.
I screenshot it. I'm ready.
McDonald's?
Kinzo.
What?
I mean, we should be arrested. Everyone who lives in Frisco should be arrested because why we don't go there once every other week
it's expensive.
What's like the least? Oh, Chalonga.
What did you just say?
It's fucking expensive, bro.
This guy.
It is. I mean, it's not like a once-a-week meal. It's like special occasion.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The Charles, Mediterranean and Italian. The Charles is it's up there. It is delicious. It is a vibe. Mr. Charles' sister, obviously. Okay, so just so you guys know, the Charles, Mr. Charles' sister are all part of the same ownership group, but they snap. Mr. Charles almost got an award, a Michelin star. Uchi. Similar to Nobu, you know, it's pretty good. Uchiba, El Carlos Elegante, Mexican, also part of the Duro Hospitality Suite. Loving delicious. Them. It also got a fucking a nod from Michelin. Monarch, Nick and Sam's. Nick and Sam's is expensive. It's a vibe. The Henry, yeah, these are all good. Haywire, Haywire, you should cut that because it's not three money signs. It's just two money signs.
Yeah, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah, it's like two. It's one money sign, actually.
How much is
it
still costing?
Nah, it's like two.
Like $20?
Steak? I think I went there. It's not that bad, actually.
I don't know.
Yeah, Haywire is fire, bro. They're chicken fried steak.
Bro, here's Rodeo Go.
Is that downtown Dallas, right?
No, it's right
there's one here, too, though.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, there's one.
No, Rodeo Go's vicious, bro.
You had La Ventana?
Taqueria La Ventana?
Yeah.
Hey, you see that? Come on, the accent, bro.
No, it's the R's. It's the way you say R's that made me know what the fuck the deal is. And you
yeah, you like that?
Taqueria?
Yeah, so it was, I used to, I think it was across the building from where I used to.
Taqueria?
Taqueria.
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 It's Modelo time.
It's Modelo time.
Bro, he doesn't have catch on here? Oh, this guy does.
Wait, Mike's chicken. Why does he have Mike's chicken on here?
No Mike's chicken.
We just had
Oh, he's never had Mike's chicken.
He has a catch.
We had catch on Sunday. It was gas.
La Ventana tacos is good. Chilangos is good. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
that's a really good list.
Yeah,
anywhere on there, I've ate it like 90% of those. They're all good.
Same.
So that's a good list.
You had Mike's?
Haven't had Mike's.
Wait. The Kinzo, the sushi.
It's right
the
down here.
Is that a really?
By a mile? Yes.
They cook it. Like, or is it raw?
Bro, it is the best sushi I've personally ever had.
I'll bring
even
some,
better
bro.
Than catch, like that catch.
Crab. Oh yeah,
I'll bring
really.
Some.
But the thing about catch,
I'll bring it here if you want.
Bring what?
Mike's chicken.
He said he'd bring in Mike's because it's downtown, so I'm not gonna go downtown.
I've never had Mike's chicken either.
I've never had it. But he said
I've never had Mike's chicken.
He said it's the best thing ever.
Best chicken ever.
When are you gonna bring some?
Yeah, no,
you gotta understand. You gotta understand.
Bro, just
something.
Know your whole
content
day.
Content day, 10 a.m. Fried chicken.
Hell no!
Bro, your whole day is chucked.
Just
especially you. Your whole day is chucked.
Well, okay.
Wait.
What do you mean?
What do you mean especially?
He's gonna tuck you.
The older.
Yes, I am proudly. Yeah, dude. Optic is a foodie team. We love food.
Trust
His
me,
belly?
They
know. I
know.
That's fine. That's
see
fine.
This? All button.
We're
paid
ready,
for.
Bro. Well, I'm ready. Y'all been eating.
Cool. So yeah, like I think Zinni hit it out of the park with this one. I would have added catch, but catch you can get pretty much anywhere.
That's like all that he left out, though.
I will say though that if you're in this area, Hutchins is the best barbecue that you can have. But if you want to really have the best barbecue in the Dallas Metroplex, you have to go to Goldie's. Goldie's is an experience within itself. The food takes you on a journey, on a smoky, smoky journey. You got to get there early, though, because the lines start lining up at around 4 a.m.
I love that shit. You walk out of there smelling like just meats. Just
they run out of They run out of certain stuff.
Wait, it's better than
Yo, he got me.
Rudy's? Hutchins?
Yes.
Yeah, search up Goldie's.
Like
yo,
like
search up Goldie's
ones.
Line.
That one was good. They're rice.
Wait, search up line. I just want to see. There's no way. Holy fuck. Yeah, I'm good, bro.
No, you're not good. Trust me. It's so worth it. Yeah. Also, we know the owner.
Oh, wow.
You know the owner?
Yeah, we know the owner, so we can get in. We can skip the line.
Scroll back up a little bit.
When
is
I skip the
that
line.
Vaughn on the right?
What?
Go up one more. Up one more. On the right? Fuck, is that Vaughn?
Where?
In that picture on the left side. That's fucking Vaughn, bro.
Mid left, that one?
Yeah.
Mid right. Or that's to the right.
I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
Vonderhaar?
Oh,
he
David Vonderhaar.
Like
oh, my God. What the hell?
What are we baked? What are we? What'd you hit the
no
sativa at the garage mall?
Nah. No, not today. What time is it?
Did
nah.
you get Tack Rab high?
No. What?
What's going on, guys?
No, you can tell that. No. You can tell he doesn't smoke. He's a gentleman.
He's too tall?
Yeah, he's fucking. He's a fucking.
Yeah, he hits it and
tall,
it takes too long for
to,
his
to get up to 30 seconds.
Tell his feet
like
to walk.
Giraffe.
30 seconds. For the THC in your lungs
wait,
to
wait,
your THC
so
receptors.
So we cut the line, but what happens when you cut the line? What'd you say?
No, when I cut the line, every single time that we've shot videos there, like I pay for the first five people's meal so that they don't feel too bad that I cut in line.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, that's smart. What the heck?
He's just him, bro. Nothing crazy.
We also have a spring drop coming out this 420. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm wearing it, actually.
You're wearing it right now. Yeah, it's just
no
fire.
No one else is wearing it? Wow.
I don't got nothing, bro.
No,
Caesar's wearing.
I had to bring in two shirts.
This 420, bro? No, it's not.
No, that's for me. Because
I took them, home, and they said, we need them back. I had to bring them back
same,
in.
Same, literally. I'm not even joking.
Well, yeah. Those are just the samples. You guys can keep them after the photos are taken. But yeah, we got a lot of cool stuff happening at the event.
A lot of people were asking if there's like merch booths at the
yes.
event, if they can buy jerseys,
yes.
like on the watch party and
yes.
stuff.
Yes, 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 yes.
But just like a forewarning, like if you go to like Major 3, for instance, they're not going to have like an Optic booth. It's like, you know, it's like, isn't it only if it's your event?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like if it's Major 3, Major 4,
rare.
There won't be like an Optic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So say less.
That's just how it be. Major three, I'll be in a pool.
Yeah. Ooh. I was thinking of
Emmy, right?
I was thinking of maybe we should do a raffle for some of the skate decks that we have for friends and family. Caesar, I'm gonna hook you up with a bunch of Optic memorabilia.
I'm down to do whatever, bro.
I'm gonna get you. You're down to what?
So I'm down to do whatever.
Dunk tank?
Fuck yeah.
What is that? Is.
You sit you sit
yeah, I'm down at to
a 15 foot on top of a pool. I throw a ball right down the middle into a target. If I hit the target, you drop into the pool.
Yeah, but we should do it for gifted though.
For gifted, yeah, right there. There you go. That's a dunk tank.
They 50 gifted 2 times.
Two balls.
That's expensive.
That's not bad. I would do it. I'd do it.
People would probably pay for it. Yeah. I don't fuck it up.
You actually would. That ass.
They actually probably would.
Of course. That's what fucking Roger and the production team wanted us to do. And I'm like, fuck y'all, y'all get in there.
Really? They actually wanted it?
Yeah. I'm like, no, you sit there, Roger. We'll throw, the team will throw balls at that and try to dunk your ass. I don't know. I'm excited, man. Every single time that we have a major, like the entire week is just packed with cool meetings. You're catching up with industry folk that you haven't seen in a minute.
Yo, you my boy and shit, but the Spring Drop goes live this Thursday?
Yeah.
It's March, man. It ain't 420.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You're a whole month in the...
Dude, I know that I'm ahead of the game always, but this time I proved it.
It's because he wants it to be 420.
Matt, thanks for correcting me, Matt.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Matt, you couldn't wave at me? You had to...
I was looking at the major. I was looking at Halo tickets, it was like events April 20th, and then I looked up. I was like...
April 20th is when we launch Pine Park, Texas. What? What happened?
I don't know. It's crazy. It's already March. Dude.
I know. You guys were going over call-outs yesterday in March.
Yeah, I had some crazy calls.
I walked in with my vlogging camera, and they're going over call-outs.
Yo, why do you call that shit on Red Card P4 Phillies?
Phillies? Because of Teach?
Because of Teach? Yeah. Really? I was like, yo, are they calling that shit Phillies?
Bro, that checks me out, bro. I just call it bleachers.
Because there's like a... On P4 Red Card, there's like a fucking stairwell that goes like into the seats.
Yeah.
And they call it Phillies because it's like in the seats. And I was like, bro, why are they calling it Phillies? And apparently because it's Teej.
It's actually comedy. Now, we always have like one truly call out. I don't know why.
Or P5.
Even last year. What was last year? What did we have? Actually, I forgot last year, to be honest. But we always have one truly call out.
I fuck with that call out. Yeah, Phillies?
Because me and Caesar has way different call-outs than us, so that's kind of why we were going over.
I kind of learned some of your calls from eights, though.
Yeah. Eights.
From what?
From pro, eights? Like eights in the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What is this Happy Gilmore 2 trailer?
Did you see Happy Gilmore 1?
Yeah, with Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Mista.
That she's got like...
Go out!
Is that making a second now?
Yeah, it's the second one.
What? Oh, on Netflix, too.
Oh, yeah, this is just a...
Netflix got paper.
This is guarantee.
This is garlic?
SpongeBob? What is that? What's with the beaver teeth?
Holy shit.
Why did they decide to make a Happy Gilmore 2 now?
Because they are doing... Netflix is doing a documentary-esque... So, Netflix has a show. Matt, you like golf and you like F1. What's the F1 equivalent of that? Full Swing. Thank you, Roger, who also loves, and I mean loves, and I mean loves F1 Drive to Survive. Like, this dude's got a tattoo on his back. Like, no bullshit. When you see him this weekend, if you see Roger this weekend, tell him to show you his back tattoo of F1.
Whoa.
What?
France wants the Statue of Liberty back.
Yes, they do.
No give backs. France.
Wait, we stole it from them.
Wait, did we?
What?
It was a gift.
Yeah, he had me tweaking. I was like, stole it.
How? In the middle of the night? Where did you put it?
You stuffed it
down your pants?
I thought he stole that
big
shit.
Ass statue.
Wait, so where I was going, the reason that they're doing Happy Gilmore now is because, one, it's awesome, and two, it's a good way to also promote. I don't know if you saw, but in the Happy Gilmore movie, the trailer, you saw all the professional golfers and all the professional blah, blah, blah. I'm really mad at the fact that they didn't put my good boys in the trailer or in, I don't know if in, definitely not in the movie, but you know what I'm saying? You got to see some good golfs in the background, good golf hats, bro. These guys own golf. Anyway, long story short, they're using that as part of the promotion to also go along with their Full Swing Drive to Survive-esque documentary series that they're doing around golf.
Yeah, I'll be watching that for show.
For shizzle.
The first Happy Gilmore is...
Comedy.
amazing.
I haven't watched this since a long time ago.
The guy with
is
the
that O'Doyle Rules?
Play it where it lies.
No, right? Where's the O'Doyle Rules from? Billy Madison, thank you.
O'Doyle Rules.
O'Doyle Rules.
Bro, wait. So wait. Okay, hold on. Let me get this straight before we watch this. So yes. they gifted us the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
What was the reasoning?
What was the reason behind the gift?
I don't. I'm just gonna we helped them gain their independence, maybe.
Dude. The French would be speaking German right now, according to this House speaker. France gifted the Statue of Liberty to the United States as a symbol of enduring friendship between the two nations and to commemorate the centennial of the American Declaration of Independence.
Oh, it was our independence.
Yeah. So, bro, you should see the fucking gift box that it came in.
It's actually insane.
Yeah, bro, big. The bow alone.
Wait, all right, now what does the girl say? Let me hear this. They ain't getting this back,
the
bro.
Woman.
There is now a member of the European Parliament from France who does not think the U.S. represents the values of the Statue of Liberty anymore. They want the Statue of Liberty back. So is President Trump going to send the Statue of Liberty back to France?
Absolutely not. And my advice to that unnamed low-level French politician to remind them that it's only because of the United States of America that the French are not speaking German right now. So they should be very grateful to our great country.
Jesus.
Damn!
Damn!
The fuck? She just went crazy.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. She hit him with the low-level. No name.
Yeah, that was a little
fucking
jab.
Politician.
Low level. Was, dude, what?
I swear to God, I thought she was going to say something like a Twitch, like a low level politician who streams on Kick or some shit. That would have fucking really been, you know what I'm saying? Like
that would have been
podcaster or something like that. Anyway, yes, Seth, they want it back. They won't get it back. How they come take it.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, get it? Coming
I mean,
to
it
look.
Doesn't sound like France wants it back either. It sounds like it was just one
person being petty.
Low-level politician that wants it back.
Yeah.
A US and A.
And US and A will not be given that granting back or, I mean, it's ours now, man. It's such a symbol of the United States.
100%.
That can't go. Come take it. Want it, come get it. I won't be there. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, as I am sure a lot of you are looking forward to today's or to this week's major, Caesar, I wish you selfishly, I wish you nothing but the best this upcoming weekend. I hope that you shoot straighter than you've ever shot. I hope that you move as fast as you've ever moved.
I will say, last time I got dropped, I got like infinitely way better.
Why did they drop you this time?
This time? The pacing stuff, but it was also like...
What pacing in terms of what? They were saying you're
like
too slow?
My engagements, but like I also feel like we were going through the same thing that they were going through. Like they would scrim good, and then the game plan when they played, it's gonna be different.
Yeah,
that's how I felt like with us. Like we had like game plans of breaking or holding, and then we just do the opposite in a match, and it felt awkward for me, to be honest.
Yeah,
but that's like more than my engagements ended up being weird just because I was like I was playing my life too much and trying to salvage stuff whenever the way we played it was different. And we need to take a round. And we took a round, so we need to bang.
Well,
bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Play every map like Boke. Just run up the hill, man.
Yeah, I was actually good at Boke. I used to run this up, bro.
You remember,
like, I swear
remember
to God.
In Vanguard when we were like, dude, why can't we win a fucking Boke? And then we just started banging hill.
We
started winning
banging.
Boke. We just literally just started running at the hill.
We took the quickest route to the fucking hill. That's all I remember.
That's cool. Anyway.
I can't wait for the major.
Wish you luck. Wish all of you at home. Good luck this upcoming weekend. We'll see you guys next week. Same time, same bat channel.
Sir, catch you guys at the major. Later, boys.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Peace.